A man in Pennsylvania at 89 years old, he died of cancer, and he wants to be buried in his sidecar of his 1990 Harley Davidson Heritage Softail.
I mean, are they going to tuck him in it?
Well,
like bend them all in?
Yeah. It's not like a hamster that passed away.
Well, they found a funeral home that's run by motorcycle enthusiasts who are more than able to comply. There are also going to be three motorcycle hearses in its fleet. But yeah, a sidecar is not big. You would have to smush your body in there.
Hold on. A motorcycle hearse? Isn't the hearse what carries the body?
Well, I guess it's going to be motorcycles that carries the body. Because it says...
Maybe they are going to shove them in the sidecar.
Yeah, because it says three motorcycle hearses in its fleet.
Well, hold on a second. He might be, what's the word, cremated. And maybe they'll put that.
That's the more reasonable thing. We're sitting there thinking that they're smushing a dead body into a sidecar.
I can't close it, John. We'll step on the dang thing.
Like it's a suitcase. Yeah.
Sit on it or something.
Dude's hands out. Like, his head and his hands are out. 704-570-9595. Come on, people. Nobody wants to be buried with anything. I have a strange request.
I was going to say, I'll play too.
Okay. I have a bunch of sports memorabilia that I got, like, collected over the years, and I totally want to be buried with, like, I have an autographed hockey stick for my favorite hockey team. I have an autographed Jets jersey.
Oh, you have, like, a whole thing going on.
I want all that
in my casket.
Why?
Because that's going to be worth something, and your family could use that.
Yeah, but I might need to barter to get into heaven. I might need to say to God, are you a Jet fan? And if so, I've got a autographed jersey for you.
And you know what? He's going to be like, and that's the reason why I'm sending you to heaven. Hell, going back down.
No.
Trying to barter your way into heaven.
All right, what about you?
What would I put in my casket? I don't know. I think it's already going to be a tight fit. I don't think there's going to be much room.
A sheet of paper.
You put a note in my pocket. I don't know.
I think for me, I mean, I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated anyway. But if I had to take something with me, I think it would be champagne. I know we joked about that earlier. But I want on my tombstone at that point to say, may all your pain be champagne.
Oh, look at that.
Fancy.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you would say shoes.
Yeah. Hurt your feet.
And you could resell
them. They kill
those.
You anyway.
Gary and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL show.
Hey, this is Gary.
What do you want to be buried in?
Hey, this is weird, but I told my friend Carl Lewis that I wanted to be buried in my 2008 Audi TT.
Ooh. We got to sink the car?
Yep.
All right. I mean, we got to dig a big hole. That's going to cost the cemetery's going to charge us more.
Twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, he loves his car, man.
Would you want to be in the front or the back?
I was going to see if they could take the seats out and then just be laying down.
There you go.
Okay.
Now watch, like, so
all
they
right, thanks, Gary.
Imagine this. They bury the car underground, and then there's, like, some issue, and all of a sudden, you're walking in a field, and you hear a horn. Like, the horn's going off. Like, I don't know, like, the dirt hit the horn or something.
By the way, if he's got an Audi, I'm sure he can afford two burial plots.
Yeah. And you're like,
you
what
hear
is
something,
that?
Honey?
We're at the graveyard. Someone's laying on the damn horn.
I'm just here to see my dad, and all I hear is this.
Shannon and Mount Holly, you're on the MRL show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're great.
We're on moonshine. We're doing great.
All right. I'm digging it.
So what do you want to be buried in?
Well, it wasn't me, but it was my mother who passed away, and she lived off of Sun Drops and Little Debbie's.
Ooh.
Yes. So we buried her with a six-pack of Sun Drops and a box of Little Debbie's.
That's awesome.
What's your favorite Little Debbie? What was it like?
She lived off of oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
That's
those
awesome, are good. Shannon. Mom loves you for that, by the way.
This is Isaiah, our buddy Isaiah, and Shelby. Quickly, Isaiah, we don't have much time. What would you like to be buried in?
So I have a Sheriff Woody doll from Toy Story.
Yeah.
When I was 6 years old, the thing just came out of the box this year. I never played with it. That would probably be the one item I'd love to be buried with.
I'm going to put that in there, and I'm going to also put a Django Unchained doll in there for you.
Yeah.
A DVD, because you changed your name to Django on Facebook, and they wouldn't let you change it back.